Sick of procurement bottlenecks, endless back and forth, and last-minute surprises? Get the cure with Bill Procurement. Bill is the all-in-one platform trusted by nearly 500,000 businesses to simplify and automate their financial operations. And now they've introduced Bill Procurement, which pairs seamlessly with accounts payable to automate procure-to-pay workflows in one place. Every step, from submitting a purchase request to reconciling payment, happens in Bill Procurement. You'll know whether spend is approved before you buy, and Bill's AI-powered automation helps reduce errors so you can make purchasing decisions with confidence. Plus, Bill Procurement puts everything you need to match and pay invoices right at your fingertips. So dump your clunky procurement process and keep your business moving and growing with Bill Procurement. Purchase, pay, and on with your day. Right now, score $200 when you see Bill Procurement in action with a demo. Just go to bill.com/procurement200. Don't wait. That's bill.com/procurement200.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Broadcasting live from the True Crime Today studios to the world. This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
From the Hit Killers podcast, Murder in the Morning.
Diddy. He is denying allegations, of course, that minors were present at one of his notorious freak-off parties, calling the claims baseless and part of a growing campaign of false accusations against him. The latest allegations emerged after Tiana Wallace appeared in the documentary The Downfall of Diddy Inside the Freak-Offs, where she recounted attending one of the music mogul's parties in 2018. According to Wallace, the event continued into the early hours, featuring intoxicated guests engaged in sexual activities, allegedly in the presence of minors. Combs' representative swiftly responded to Wallace's statements, firmly rejecting the accusations. Miss Tiana Wallace has no credibility, and her claims about freak-offs and the minors are completely and categorically false, read the statement released on Combs' behalf. As we've said before, Mr. Combs cannot respond to every new publicity stunt, even in response to claims that are factually ridiculous. Mr. Combs has full confidence in the facts and the integrity of the judicial process in court. The truth will prevail, and the accusations against Mr. Combs are pure fiction. Yeah. The denial coming from Combs at kind of a time while he's under a little legal scrutiny. Of course, federal investigators probing his alleged involvement in sex trafficking and racketeering activities. Some speculate that the notorious parties were part of a larger illegal operation, which is now being examined in court. Combs' legal team, of course, remaining adamant that he will be exonerated. And they'll keep saying that as long as they're getting paid. The latest claims, just another example of the baseless attacks being made against Mr. Combs. His defense has reiterated. Combs still sitting in the Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn, awaiting those federal charges next year. His latest bail request, I think this was like number four, denied the $50 million bond package was proposed. Besides the criminal charges, he's also confronted with a lot of civil suits. Over 100 victims accusing him of some form of sexual assault.
So we're not denying the freak-off parties. We're just denying that there were minors there. Am I getting this right? Did I read this right?
Well, I mean, they didn't really, they just denied the whole concept, I think. I mean, they didn't specifically say no, there were no minors at the freak-off parties. They're just saying it's all lies.
Okay. I guess I was hearing it in my head that, oh, there weren't minors there, but yeah, we did the freak-off parties. Well, we did all that shit, but I mean, there were no kids there.
There's pictures. He talks about it. There are, I mean, it's not, I think that's really up for question if there were freak-off parties. I think the question is, were there anything illegal going on at the freak-off parties? How were the women there? Why were the women there? Were they there against their will? Were drugs used? Were drugs being distributed? Were drugs being given to people without their consent or knowledge? All of that sort of stuff.
Yes.
So.
Excuse me. Yeah. This just every single day, it's another WTF. I mean, seriously, I just don't even know what to say. I keep saying that, but every day it's something else. How many people are in this circle? I mean, how big is this net?
Big.
Yeah.
I'd say very big. And there's a quiet going on right now, if you've noticed.
Yes.
It's like a quiet before the storm. But the fact that they were talking to the ex of Kim Porter, the friend of Kim Porter, who claims that Kim had given him the memoir pieces and flash drive with, I believe, 11 gigs allegedly on it of video from the freak-off parties to prove that these things were happening.
That's quite the fuck you, isn't it? I mean, do you have a hard drive of or a thumb drive of anything that could bring somebody's life to a screeching halt? I don't.
No.
Yeah.
No. Right? I don't think I would have any. No.
No.
I wouldn't want that either.
Yeah.
No, but yeah, I mean, if there's the fact that, and that's in the federal investigation. That's Homeland Security talking to him. And they usually vet these people a little bit before they just take somebody in who says they have information to share. So I'm going to guess there might be some legs to that. I mean, history would tell us that there is. But, you know, that's what the investigation is doing right now. We don't know the answers to any of that. Of course, Diddy presumed innocent until found guilty. But, yeah.
I wonder if the recent election may have some influence, or could it get worse? I don't know. That could be interesting. I hadn't thought about it in the context of today.
I think it all depends who Diddy has been friends with and who they are and what position they could be in.
Boy, that's a scary prospect.
So I think that's the answer to that.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, and what could be exposed possibly of these people if the investigation goes further?
Yeah, because truly anybody who is anybody has been at these parties.
There's a lot of talk of politicians being there.
Yep. We may see things change.
May have just been elected or may... And I'm not talking anyone specific, so don't anybody read anything into that. Or just left office, or who knows, may still be running, may currently be in office. I think you're going to see a lot of them the local level in areas where he needed people to look the other way.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you will see it on some higher levels, too. I don't know who or what, but... He certainly yielded some power for being able to get away with all of this stuff directly underneath everyone's eyes for the last three decades.
Well, don't ever let anybody tell you that money doesn't have power. It certainly does.
It certainly does. And how you use that power for good, for bad, freak off parties. I guess that's part of the Choose Your Own Adventure book. And we think we know what page he turned to.
You're in the thick of a true crime saga, every detail sinking in. And then, wham, a commercial about something you couldn't care less about.
It's like being served a microwaved dinner at a five-star restaurant.
But it doesn't have to be this way. Go for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get uninterrupted, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that dig even deeper into the muck, and early access so you can brag to your friends. It's like ordering the secret menu at a crime buffet. So, search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and savor every twisted detail without interruption.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.